Friday, June 11th, and these are the readings from today's Holy Mass. The first reading is a reading from the book of the prophet Hosea, chapter 11, verses 1, 3 to 4, and 8c through 9. Thus says the Lord, "When Israel was a child, I loved him out of Egypt, I called my son. Yet it was I who taught Ephraim to walk, who took them in my arms. I drew them with human cords, with bands of love. I fostered them like one who raises an infant to his cheeks. Yet, though I stooped to feed my child, they did not know that I was their healer. My heart is overwhelmed, my pity is stirred. I will not give vent to my blazing anger. I will not destroy Ephraim again, for I am God and not a man, the Holy One present among you. I will not let the flames consume you." It's the word of the Lord. In the responsorial psalm, "You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation." God indeed is my Savior. I am confident and not afraid. My strength and my courage is the Lord, and He has been my Savior. And the response, "You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation." With joy, you will draw water at the fountain of salvation. And the response, "You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation." Give thanks to the Lord, acclaim His name. Among the nations, make known His deeds. Proclaim how exalted is His name. And the response, "You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation." Sing praise to the Lord for His glorious achievement. Let this be known throughout all the earth. Shout with exultation, O city of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. And the response, "You will draw water joyfully from the springs of salvation." The second reading is a reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians, be chapter 3, verses 8 through 12, and verses 14 through 19. "Brothers and sisters, to me, the very least of all the holy ones, this grace was given, to preach to the Gentiles the inscrutable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for all what is the plan of the mystery hidden from ages past in God, who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the principalities and authorities in the heavens. This was according to the eternal purpose that He accomplished in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness of speech and confidence of access through faith in Him. For this reason I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named, that He may grant you, in accord with the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Spirit in the inner self, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the holy ones what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ through which surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God." It's the word of the Lord. And now the gospel acclamation. "Alleluia, alleluia, take my yoke upon you, says the Lord, and learn from me, for I am meek and humble of heart. Alleluia, alleluia." Now the gospel. This is a reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, be John chapter 19, verses 31 through 37. "Since it was preparation day, in order that the bodies might not remain on the cross on the Sabbath, for the Sabbath day of that week was a solemn one, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs be broken and they be taken down. So the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and then of the other, one who was crucified with Christ. But when they came to Jesus and saw that he was already dead, they did not break his legs. But one soldier thrust his lance into his side, and immediately blood and water flowed out. An eyewitness has testified, and his testimony is true. He knows that he is speaking the truth, so that you may also come to believe. For this happened so that the scripture passage might be fulfilled, 'Not a bone of it will be broken.' And again another passage says, 'They will look upon him whom they have pierced.'" The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.